Kim Rasta, under the hat, under the act, no Oscar, Mandingo, who thinks quick but speaks slow, with a swag that reeks go and he's ready, a renegade, with a steady blade, cut from a cloth that was fashioned in the fabric that was patterned after Panther's passion, and all these ratchets, swear to God they can have them. Oh, you think you can handle the chairman, Fred Hampton Sr.? Oh, you a cool too, read her story, you thinking you could do it too, think you got what it takes to be the queen of a Mumia Abu-Jamal, all in all, yeah, you a down system. But if your mister was a political prisoner, how long would you stay down, sister? Because average Joes get average Joes, and he's been chose, so no, I'm not talking about running behind a street soldier hugging blocks. I'm talking about jogging with a juggernaut. Only thing is, if you a thug or not? Because the only clause with the cause is that the cause comes with no office or hours, and the building keeps moving when building a movement. Could you get in tune with the changes? Could you handle the fire of a freedom fighter? Imagine what you gotta be if your king's a messiah. Could you keep him inspired when he's tired? Would you make home a heaven or a hell, or hell would you believe him, or hell him as a heathen if his honor was honestly to the people first, whether leading the church or seeming a hurt? Could you follow this man knowing his steps could lead to the dirt? Could you see him in a hearse? What if he told you he was leaving in March? To lead in a march because of a seed in his heart, away from a seed in his heart. Could you see in his heart? Have belief in a mark towards a high calling, or do I hear crickets chirping? Would you desert him if his purpose took precedence over any relationships at present tense? Would you press intense? I'm saying, could you overstand a plan bigger than him being your man? Could you invest in his interests? Could you share his heart with a mistress? Minus the tits and hips, but just as tempting as any other temptress, and she's carrying his baby. With no prior intercourse, just in the course of creating change, they created change that bore her name, Revolution. And she sure know how to choose them, noose them when she seduced them, refused to lose them. Would you miss them for the mission? Would you miss missionary? Could you marry the vision of a visionary? Would you be down or be scary on the battlefield? Could you battle hills for mountains? Could you keep your fountain faithful and sacred when you mount them? Could you handle the outcome of a Malcolm? I'm saying, what if his job was working for God and had no tangible pensions? Would you be throwing tantrums and bitching, or would you try to convince him to hold for a system of diamonds and riches? I'm saying, or would you try to assist him? Would you spaz or shabazz? Get on your Betty thing, Coretta King. Could you put it all on your wedding ring? What if you caught this man flirting with freedom? Would you let it ring? See, we hail these dudes for big dudes with big shoes, but we forget. Watches the feet. No, we held these dudes for big dudes with big shoes, but we forget who washes the feet. Before the victory the rest of the world receives, who watched him mobilize with mobilize? Gave up everything in their normal lives for everything but normal lives, and to no surprise, yes, this man is great. But I think sometimes we underestimate what kind of woman it takes. No, for real, we underestimate what it takes, the loss. And loving a brother, creating a legacy could cost, because while he's out there fighting for just us, it's not just y'all. It's a just cause. And just cause, the system want to lynch him. Even the niggas in the street want to clap at him like talented strippers. And long after this world puts him in the ground in the grave, guess what? The seeds still got to be raised. So I'm asking, how strong is your garden? Could you be the wife of a God with a Garvey heart, with a Huey spark, marked for death, only trying to leave his mark in his life? Do you really think you got what it takes to be a revolutionary's wife? That's just something to think about.
Yeah, learning how to get up on my own way, pushing my limits as long as the earth rotate, letting my heart pulsate, chasing women with Dolce, only got me in trouble, see my pops' entire empire crumble, I'm on the shuttle leaving, settle breathing, taking my time with it, if you test me, I'm Nikola Tesla, divine physics, divine spirits aligned in them, I pay attention, had to realign my focus like I'm taking pictures, isolating my thoughts, regain balance, remain silent while planning on obtaining a palace, a couple homies say I switched up, why watching my gram, it's God's work. Sacrifice of my lamb, I'm writing jams on the daily. But radio suckers, they never play me. So I'm HD producer, my own soul is crazy. Never thought I'd be interviewing artists, quit the ridiculing. I'm just pursuing my dream, shifting the movement, living improvement. Expression local said it's mind bending. We don't reply to tension, draped in the finest linen. It's God got me while I'm tripping on the next. I'm just trying to climb the ladder to success. Y'all, I'm finally free.
False evidence in my mind, gotta block it out or I might lose my mind. I don't really have any chains, it's only an illusion. False evidence in my mind, gotta block it out or I might lose my mind.
Screaming out Geronimo, jump from the fear that had me locked like Guantanamo. Drink to keep the feelings at bay. Now it's recreational, but I remember when it wasn't for play. So insecure about my future, sipping was a mask on. Tripping in my super acid days passed on. I'm over with my gift, not even getting my craft on. Till an angel said, don't you give up on your passion. What's the plan to action when the drive is lacking? Told me you gotta move to get rid of the distraction. Didn't know what it was until it made it clear. Said you're only paralyzed right now because of fear. You had nerve to water negative seeds. Cause when people put you down, you chose to believe. Now you're gonna have weeds and you ain't keeping up. Now a shooter has to make a move and give them the cut. After who's luck? Cause they choking your flowers. Can't bloom, can't shine, just suck, no power. And guarantee the next hour, so pick up your shears. It's time to sharpen your tools and cut away all the fears.
False evidence in my mind, gotta block it out or I might lose my. Evidence in my mind, gotta block it out or I might lose my.
Society, God knows, needs a total change, a total revolution.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of the Black Survivor Die series hosted by the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party and the National Deputy Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under the leadership of the boldest black woman in America and on the planet, National Chairwoman Crystal Muhammad. Phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. It becomes my honor and privilege and duty at this time to introduce some, present to others, our warrior, educator, teacher, leader, and guide who has sojourned in the hells and smells of North America for over 30 years and has faced every type of atrocity, betrayal, and has still steadfast for the liberation, salvation, reformation, and reconciliation of the black nation. I speak of none other than the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party and the National Deputy Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, my brother and warrior comrade, Minister King Samir Shabazz, Black Power, White Death.
power, black power. A BB for Hodie, black liberation. Peace to the gods and peace to the earth. Peace to all the wonderful black people in the universe. Death and destruction to all enemies. White, Arab, Chinese, black, Latino, whatever you want to call yourself. If you are an enemy to the liberation and salvation of the black nation, if you are an enemy to the liberation, salvation of the black nation, then you, sir, ma'am, are an enemy. Anything outside of that is null and void. We got to stop fucking playing. We got to be very definitive in what we say and very definitive in our actions to back up what we say. You dig? So tonight, black family, hey, God, meet your phone, God. Thank you, sir. If definitely must send out strong black power salutes to the founder of Due to Knowledge Radio, my main man, Knowledge Born Allah. And as always, I appreciate that wonderful introduction to our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad. I love you, black woman. I'm humbly honored to be a soldier by your side, black power. And to our five-star general of the Black Riders Liberation Party, General Taco, who just may be popping in on us with a few words, because we're still in continuation of the black woman. I told you it's no way possible we can just talk about so much about this beautiful, divine manifestation. It's humbling. And trust me, I done been through crazy stuff. And to have a warrior queen by your side that supports you through thick and thin is the greatest feeling in the world. It's a divine motivator against the unrighteous agitator. The black woman is a divine motivator. She's a divine mover. She's a divine fashioner, molder, shaper. Black man, we are that as well. But I say this to tie into tonight's topic about the black woman. It's in two parts, actually. The black woman being the manifestation of God, and how, since this is Warrior Wednesdays, how the black woman is to rear the warriors. Notice I didn't say the kids. Teach the babies. That's so damn cliche and outdated and outplayed. And I say that because, hell, it's right in our faces. Everybody talking about, oh, teach the babies, teach the babies. It's about the babies. Man, sit down and shut your asses up. The first thing to come out of your mouth, it's all about the babies. And you ain't teaching no children no damn where. Teaching them how to hustle a little bag of dope for you. I see you. I see you. And I'm just making your actions, bringing your actions to your attention. Because we always talk about teaching the babies. But what are we teaching our babies? What is our women teaching our babies? If we look in the society at this very moment, just look outside your door. I know it's warmer in some places. I know it's colder in some places. But just for the most part, you see a degenerate lifestyle all around you. You see depression. You see white racism right in your damn face every single day. And you do nothing when it comes to rearing our warrior children. You allow the television to educate and to program. You allow YouTube to educate and to program. You allow Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and whatever other goddamn Snapchat and Backflap and whatever the hell else. You Negroes allow our children to be programmed and educated, not reared, by technological devices and applications, meaning it applies something to the mind. Applying a program through what's called a cell phone to lock your mind in, to lock you in right back into white supremacy. So it's sad that every damn day, no matter where I'm at, and this is my word, no matter where I am, I see at least 10 to 20 people locked in their cell phone, whether it be on the bus, the train, walking, on the job. I see people continuously locked in their cell phone. The entire bus, everybody, fucking programmed. Everybody had their damn cell phone out, locked into their cell phone. Every single individual. But when it comes to rearing, oh boy, rearing warriors, raising can be simplified and satisfied by providing the essentials: food, shelter, clothing, and reasonable care. Rearing, big difference. Raising your child is just providing them with the basics of necessities or the basics of life. But rearing, it's a big difference. Rearing is a carefully thought out process. Rearing begins with a goal and is supported by a clear view of what are facts and what is truth, and the two are not necessarily synonymous. Rearing is complex and requires sacrifice and dedication. It is an ongoing process of preparation. What are we raising our children to be? And what are we rearing our children to be? And I'm talking to the so-called conscious community right now. I'm not talking to the average, unconscious, uncivilized, don't know what to do in their life, brother or sister. I'm talking to those who are claiming that of either revolutionhood or consciousness, African consciousness. So, are we raising our children, or are we rearing our children is the question. Now, it's a damn shame that I meet folks, good folks. It's a damn shame that I meet these people, or just people in general, and their children are so damn undisciplined, unruly. It's just, it amazes me how you talk all this African consciousness, African spirituality, all these damn beads and crystals and incense and fucking lemon water and all types of stuff, and your children are savages. Complete savages. So much to the point they have no respect for that of what you say you are teaching them. Because they watch you play dilly-dally with this African consciousness. They watch you half-step. See, our children are not fools. As much as some of us try to raise our children to be fools, because this is what you do when you raise a child. You're making a fool. You're allowing this child to be a part of the system. But when you rear a child, if we truly understand the meaning of these words, then we know that our priority as African adults, parents, if you will, our priority, family, is to rear, not simply raise our children. Our first and foremost responsibility as powerful, ancestral, beholden African adults is to pass that power and the responsibility of black power on to our children. The responsibility of African sovereignty, the responsibility of freedom, justice, and equality, the responsibility of love, peace, and happiness, and the most important, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. That's our priority to the babies that we claim to teach so much. I know. Half of y'all ain't know this right now. It's okay. That's why you're here. That's why you're listening. And that's why I'm giving it to you the way it's being given. Our charge is to teach them how to define, create, and handle their power and responsibility, and to responsibly use it in the service of Africans. Our charge is to teach them how to define, create, and handle the power. How many of y'all remember the song, "I Believe the Children Are Our Future"? Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all of the beauty they possess inside. Inside of who? Them. Show them the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us of how we used to be. Do y'all understand those words? I believe, I know the children are our future. Teach them well. That means give them a thorough knowledge of themselves. Uh-oh. We can only be successful if we provide them with a safe space to thrive and are consistently uncompromising in teaching by word and action, teaching them our truth, teaching them our story. And in this case, can only be accomplished if every African home and community becomes a fiancra, a safe haven. Fiancra, F-I-H-A-N-K-R-A. Fiancra means a safe haven. African fathers, listen carefully, must follow Malcolm's lead. We have to leave the battle outside and show unqualified love to our wives and children inside. Let me tell y'all something. That part was very hard for me. I'm going to tell you why. And this is a, I guess, confession hour. Confession moment. You know, being so entrenched in warfare, guerrilla warfare, and revolution, and liberation, and security, and securing others' lives, and making sure hundreds upon thousands of black people are safe in this organization and other organizations. So it became very hard for me to leave the battle outside and give an unqualified love inside. I'm not saying I was just some damn animal and control monster. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, sometimes I had to come home and battle in my own home. Word. Had to do battle. Just coming from kicking crackers' ass all up and down 95 South. Not knowing if I'm even going to come home. But I had to walk in my home and do battle. That is not a good feeling. That is not a motivating feeling. That is a very destructive and toxic feeling. Sisters, that is the feeling that will make a man leave you immediately. Do we love you? Yes. Yes. We'll give our life for you. But because of the patternistic mythicide of europhilia, your mama been hurt. Your auntie's been hurt. Your cousin's been hurt. Huh? Your grandmama's been hurt. Your great-grandmama's been hurt. Great-great, on down the damn line. So all of that pain and oppression has never come out. It's just being bred. So the envy and hatred towards the black man seems like it's an everyday norm to teach in the home. From birth. From birth. We teach our children, we raise our children to hate our own kind. All of these feelings and emotions come from you. I had to learn quickly how to deal with that, how to just try to avoid it maybe. But then that creates more problems. So I tried to fix the problem. Unfortunately, it did not work. But I had that problem. I gave an unqualified love, stating actual fact. But when you're doing battle, sometimes we become so entrenched shock syndrome, the psychological shock syndrome. It's real. Not being able to sleep at night. Worried about, is this the night these motherfuckers gonna come? Constantly thinking and building, what can I do to piss this white man off? What can I possibly do next? What can I do to help us to survive? What can I do to further our liberation struggle? What can I do to help us get free? So that was my confession moment. But we must give an unqualified love to our wives and children. They are not our enemies. Children must see balance in fatherhood, even in the midst of war. And this is why I say I came with solutions to the problem, but it didn't work. Because sometimes people hate themselves so much, they become so comfortable in their hatred of themselves. And when you try to bring solutions to make them see themselves as great as they can be, or as great as you see them to be, that comfortability of hatred just rules. You dig? So pay attention. So perhaps the greatest asset of an African father is the patience born of uncompromising and unconditional love. Brothers, listen closely. We all made mistakes.
We as black people need to unite. We need to get together as soon as possible. We're being smoked and killed by these pigs every single day. Driving while I'm black, walking while I'm black, breathing while I'm black. They gunning down in the street.
Fresh boots for the new recruits. I raise an arm and a salute as I address the troops. They say black riders is extreme, that's how we gotta move. I tell the truth, we've been betrayed, so now we sucker proof. Niggas hating cause we do it like no other do. They throwing shade, we still shining like the month of June. Let these suckers speculate while we keep making moves. We pace across the nation, got power states. Our number twos bring terror to the state, cause we propagating in the booth. Asthmatic with the flow and spreading like the flu. We military campaign on the track. Most of the niggas in the game seeking fame and they rap. Guess the grain breaks psychological chains with these facts. Sticking move on these haters, launching counterattacks. Learn the lessons from the past, so we sticking with the jab. Keep these suckers at a distance while we execute the task.
We must pick up the gun and aim it in the right direction. For far too long, we as black people have been tricked, bamboozled, and manipulated by the evil race. Who run this country? Who runs the United States of America? These demons that's called massacres and mass amount of slavery. Back in the days on the plantation, the most rebellious leader will be drugged in front of the plantation. All the slaves will be brought out the hut. We as black people have been bust upside the head, drugged from Africa, and forced in chains to pick cotton for these bust-ass demons. It's time for us to get together and unite.
This rap is revolutionary African propaganda scattered throughout the entire planet. Communication device like antennas and satellites. Every time I grab the mic and recite what I write, it's like lyrical spirituals of enslaved ancestors round the campfire plotting how to defeat the oppressor. Real youth with the root of the revolution. We need wealth redistribution to control our institutions. We ruthless, rebellious warriors, black riders. The spirit of Tupac is inside us. It's thug life. I represent the resurrection, the insurrection. It's time to criticize the unjust with the weapon.
He will be brutally assassinated. assassinated for rebellious activity in order to instill fear to our people. For far too long, generation after generation, we have been instilled with this fear. We have been instilled with this cowardice. Now it's time for us to stand up and get together. The rebels is black power every hour. We represent the Black Rock, which is the new generation Black Panther Party for self-defense. We recognize the old generation, the old Black Panther Party, got brutally assassinated by the evil demons. COINTELPRO and J. Gay Edgar Hoover. He pushed in the crack cocaine at Hewitt and everybody smoking dope. Now we recognize what's going on. Now we see that you manipulated us and pumped guns into our community. And smuggled these things into the Black community to confuse us, to trick us, to banging on each other. Now we aware, we are conscious, we recreated the Black Panther Party because it was a need to retaliate on the evil demons. On this mic you're gonna hear today, comrade, minister of polarization, ERF, to get at y'all, to make y'all understand what needs to be understood. This is Sergeant Scar, our ground force commander. He coming through banging on y'all, letting y'all know the truth, busting you aside your head and breaking falsehood open.
Black power, black power, black power. We're black, we're black, we're black. Technical difficulty, and I kind of had a feeling that was coming. You know, we start talking about raising them babies in depth and definitively, crackers ain't trying to hear that. But as always, we're going to continue, and we're going to build on. I left off before I was rudely interrupted with discipline being vitally important, but love being equally important. So we're talking about now dealing with the brothers just for a hot minute, sisters. This is still all about you, but it helps you to understand what kind of man you're really searching for in your life. Will help you to pick better choices, if you will. You know what I'm saying? So just roll with me for a second. Now, in following African tradition, the rites for males and females must be separately conducted by men and women respectively. Fathers must also come together to create rites of passage programs for our sons, and they must be instructed by in African manhood by African men. There is no reason for male and female children brought up in this anti-African reality not to be trained in all essential skills equally. The family must be prepared to survive. You must be prepared to survive. So we gave you the preparedness classes. We gave you the survival classes. And now here we are dealing with your menticide and your urophilia, because it all has to balance out. So now that we got your brain, we got to keep pumping it. We got to keep building it. We got to keep it growing. You got to keep stocking. Don't just stock for your behind, stock for your mind. Separate female and male rites of passage classes. The only distinction in the area of individual and family survival should be based on ability, desires, and tendencies. Nonetheless, separate male and female rites are part of the African tradition for good reason. Male rites should exclusively be under the direction of experienced and knowledgeable men with a male elder council, and females the very same. Rites instill tradition. Tradition are those ways of doing which have worked for people throughout centuries of experience. For Africans, these ways of doing come from ancient, unaccumulated or accumulated wisdom of what works for us as we develop within the social and psychological context of universal order. Now, I want to give us some examples, because I know time is running down. And it's a very, very, very prime example. Now, we talk about everything that we do, we have to have a historical fact. Everything that we study, we have to have a historical fact. We have to have a scientific fact and a mathematical fact. So, let's go to some facts. I want to build on very quickly. Some examples of children who were reared. I want to start with, I'm about to cause all kinds of confrontation. Start with Mary. Mary was considered the Virgin Mother and the universal egg, if you will. Mother space is always represented as the mother goddess, the most famous being Aset, or what the white man, who the white man calls Isis. The Christian world got their Virgin Mary from this holy virgin who gave birth to the Son without ever knowing man, right? So once the Spirit fecundates in her, that means begins its movement towards itself. And they conceived the Son, i.e. the male creator God, right? Because we're still on the topic, the black God. Still on the topic, but we can't talk about the black God without talking about the black goddess, right? So just as much time as we spend on the black God, we're going to spend on the black goddess. You with me? All right. So now, as this creator God goes back into the womb of darkness to create the cosmos, the mother of God then becomes metaphorically the wife of God. So after he creates from himself the woman and places her in the womb, the metaphorical mother of God becomes the physical wife of God. Thus, in Egypt, the father God called Amun, which means the hidden, was called the husband of his mother, meaning the goddess Mut. Mut was hailed as the queen of heaven, the earth, the goddess mother. The Indian god Brahma, as we talked about last week, as Prajapati, was called his mother's husband. So one of the oldest religious symbols is that of the Virgin Mary. So King Samir, why in the hell are you bringing up the Virgin goddamn Mary? Listen carefully. Mary is considered one of the oldest religious symbols, with the infant son in her arms. Aset and Horus, from which Christianity has stolen our story and gave you a white woman, a two-legged whore, and told you that some mystery spook came and got his little wee-wee wet, knocked her up, and she gave birth to another cracker that you call God, the creator of all things. Now, I ain't retarded, but what in the hell kind of sense could that possibly even make? What is the basis of spirit? Does spirit have form? So, of course, it's emphatically impossible that something formless to create something with form. So let's look at it. This is Isis and Osiris of Egypt. Osiris, the father god, is reborn as his own son, Horus, through his wife or mother, Isis. This religious symbol, found all over the earth, represents the eternal virgin mother space and the manifest son, who is the creator and father incarnate. So the virgin mother space is black, and thus the god, the son, is black. The representations of the goddess mother and child in many different respective countries have been, in general, recorded as being black in complexion. In India, the goddess mother and child Isi and Iswara. In China, Xing Mu or Mao Supu, with the child in their arms, in her arms. In Asia, Cybele and Dios, and in Mexico, Cotl and Quetzalcoatl, and all had black complexions. The same is true for so-called Virgin Mary and this boy named Jesus. And even in the Roman countries of Europe, the Virgin Mother and the child, even in the Vatican, inside of the Vatican, all of the pedophilic popes bow down to the black Madonna and black Jesus. They make their prayers to the black Madonna and the black Jesus. They go to bed at night staring at the black Madonna and the black Jesus, giving it worship. But here you are, worshiping this damn two-legged dog who fucked everything and goddamn wherever the hell she was. So-called Jerusalem. She was a whore in Jerusalem. This fictional damn spook that they give you called Mary is nothing more but a white whore. Just like all the rest of them. So, the goddess was the conveyor of Allah's mercy. Uh-oh. Listen carefully, Muslims. The goddess, the black woman, was the conveyor of Allah's mercy. So when we say in the Quran, when we read the surahs, we say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, meaning, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. The Rahim, or the merciful nature of Allah, is manifest in the woman. So, a stern father disciplines his child with a rod of iron. But Allah put the quality of mercy, his mercy, in the nature of the black woman. She is, not was, she is the light and the hope of the world, black man. She was named Malida in Babylon. Under that title, she was the mediatrix, in other words, the mediator, the one that showed the most compassion. Under the title of the mediatrix, Aphrodite was, in reality, the wrath subduer. So it's a call, the expression, from the words Aph, A-P-H, meaning wrath, and Rada, meaning subdue. So in Athens, she was Amarusia. She was the gracious acceptance. And finally in China, she was the goddess Kain, the goddess of mercy. This woman, this divine manifestation, holds the secret. She holds the divine secret. What is that divine secret? We're about to get into it.
The woman is made after the womb out of which Allah created himself. And in the woman is the secret of Allah. And I know some of y'all saying, oh, God don't keep secrets. God, we don't keep no secrets. Shut up, fool, and listen. The reason you are far away from Allah is because of your attitude towards the black woman. You will never find God in yourself, and you will never grow to honor yourself as long as you are a mistreater and disrespecter of the goddess, brothers. The woman is the secret, and she contains the secret. So the riddle has been with Allah. But the secret of the riddle, brothers, is in the black woman. And unless and until we become better acquainted with who she is, you may never see who you are. So don't say you independent from all things. Well, how are we going to bring life into existence if we're independent from all things? So we are from the same essence, which means even though she is secondary but necessary, we are prime on time. We need each other. She needs the seed. And we need the womb to carry the seed. So the woman is the secret. The woman, her womb, reveals the secret. Her 9 months pregnancy. The whole self-creation of Allah is reenacted during those 9 months. So how dare you say God ain't a man? How dare you say the black man is not God? Allah makes himself manifest in 9 months. That means born. 9 is born in the supreme mathematics. Born means to bring into existence. The Egyptian god of wisdom said the same thing when he addressed his son, Tayshin, thousands of years ago. And he was building with his son about the divine secret of the black woman. Thoth. Or Thoth, some of you may call him. See, I told you we're going to get into some of this history tonight. We got to bring the facts. He said, oh, my son, the formation of man is in mother's womb. The formation, meaning the bringing together, the unity of man. What man? Allah, the black man, the supreme being. The ray of light of the book of Ghazan, which falls into the mother deep and impregnates the germ, is the sperm, the spirit, or the ray, entering the womb of the woman and impregnating that egg or germ. So Yaqub understood the sciences of germs. This is how he was able to bring into existence. See? Bring into existence a beast that would rule over us for 6,000 years. So from the union of these two polar opposites, positive and the negative, We have to understand that these two opposites are the same composing matter in the atoms, and is produced in the womb of space as the cell is produced in the womb of woman. So from one atom came many millions of atoms to form the body of the supreme being. Millions of cells and forms the body of man. So this body of man in the womb of the woman, and then one cell divides the millions of cells and forms the body of man, and that process is called mitosis. Study it. Since you say you know yourself, so we're going to the very creation of self, man. But do you see, sisters, how important you are in this creation of self? Because you was the major factor. You was the holder, the prime holder, the supreme holder of God himself. So when the Bible talks about the 6 days of creation, it's talking about God's, Allah's physical evolution being reenacted in the womb of the black woman. See, because the initial cell representing the mineral kingdom proceeds through the higher kingdoms until it reaches man, the highest of oneself. At the end of 3 or 4 weeks in the ovum, has assumed a plant-like appearance, one extremity having become spheroidal and the other tapering like a carrot. Upon this dissection, it is found to be composed like the onion, very delicate laminae or coats enclosing a liquid. This laminae approach each other at the lower end, and the embryo hangs from the root of the umbilicus almost like fruit from the bough. Dung has now become changed by the metempsychosis into a plant. The embryonic creature begins to shoot out from the inside outward its limbs and starts to develop its features. The eyes are visible as two black dots. The ears and the nose and the mouth forms depressions. But before they begin to project, the embryo develops into an animal-like fetus, the shape of a tadpole and like an amphibious reptile living in water, and it develops from it. So the tadpole then becomes human in the fourth hour. A very strong argument in favor of variability is supplied by the science of embryology. Is not man in the uterus a simple cell, a vegetable with 3 or 4 leaflets, a tadpole with bronchi, a mammal with a tail, lastly a primate or a biped, man? Is it scarcely possible not to recognize in the embryonic evolution a rapid sketch and a faithful summary of the entire organic series of the body? The secret of God is in the black woman. Truth has been revealed, man. We're going to take a small break because we have to, because we must now on our terms. God damn it. White man don't run nothing over here. So we're going to take a small 2-song break, and we're going to come back and hit the phone lines, and we're going to ride it on out. So we'll be right back with you. The number to call in if you're listening via Blog Talk tonight, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. And also check out our nbpp.org website if you have any interest in joining the new Black Panther Party or you can reach the blackriders1996@gmail.com if you have any interest in joining the Black Riders Liberation Party. We'll be right back with you.
They just been sleeping. Time to get them woke like it's ammonia that you breathing. Open their eyes, see I'm no joke, I'm so heathen. I'm every day with these bars, they just binge a weekend. Far from a star boy, I'm a solar system. Twisting my pen to send a comet on the deathly mission. Obliterate everything, go back to the beginning. I'm bringing balance to this game with no scales tipping. Pick your poisons and antidotes, I'm a fan of both. People know I wear a few hats, bless a lot of coats. And any weather, I'm cool as a Canadian forest. It's no competition, I'm better, like the Misty Chorus. Hardest rocking these pebbles can never be ginormous. I'm slinging things to the body to leave it extra porous. They ask a why the balance, really I don't need a burner. I'm saying I get you open, after all I'm keen. That are overtesting me, pins and pads are the weaponry. Also no never lack, so a war is never addressing me. FNL is the army and taking over is imminent. I'm bringing out the monsters to stop it like I'm Maleficent. Wizardly rhyme, but the flow is so hocus pocus. I'm uniform as a locust to cross. I got focus, I'm eating. So take notice or take an L.
Take an L.
Black girl magic, now you under my spell.
Well, well. Yeah, well, well, well.
Man, I'm from the 757. Fly is the 757 BA. I'm a veteran amongst my brethren. Bread by the water, familiar with seeds. Nigga, these shallow rappers, they don't even go over my knees. And I'm 5 feet, but I stand tall. The stage is a full court, and I'm ready to ball. Give me that rock, and I'm a slinger with the heart of Davis. Give a new home for third eye so they can see greatness. Cause I've been dope, they just been sleeping. Now I got them woke with this ammonia that they breathed in. Open their eyes, see I'm no joke, I'm so heathen. Keep turning, let them in, now they ain't never leaving. Been dope, they just been sleeping. Now I got them woke with this ammonia that they breathed in. Open their eyes, see I'm no joke, I'm so heathen. Keep turning, let them in, and now they ain't never leaving.
Lot of things I'm over these days, man. I'm over everything sounding the same on the radio and all these unjust killings, man. It's crazy. You gotta stop. Yeah. It's Keith Turner. And now to read.
I'm over being overlooked for the overrated. Over being discriminated because I'm melanated. Over the industry for being oversaturated with rappers who have no respect for pioneers who made it possible to even do this then and cash out. Y'all get a gimmick, collect the money, and y'all mad out. I'm over reminiscing about the day when women got recognition without having their ass out. I'm over the over sexualized visuals, the dark first light skin, colorism is pitiful. I'm over the overly spiritual pastors robbing the sheep, got them giving up money for a miracle. Over being underpaid at a job with no room to grow, and not having enough dough to run my own show. I'm over shut doors, so I'ma take the keys like my name was Swiss and get it overseas and get cheese. And for that I would not conform and dumb it down just because it's your new norm. I'm sticking to my gun, blasting my sound, and pitching up like a circus, cause I'm over these clowns.
Over you, know who you're dealing with.
eat it? Nah. Have I said it enough? Nope. Not even close when your fam's in comas over this stuff. You think I'm overly tough? I'm just getting my gains. Imagine how much I press it when I'm feeling those strains. You think I'm steroid popping? How I'm pushing the train without it now being broken. Yes, kid overcame the politics and not being treated the same. I'm over the bullshit, so I'm making my own lane. Where there's no limit, and I can vote like thunder with a lot over my head. But trust, it won't take me under. Beat what I've been through. Stay consistent, cooler than an igloo. Didn't do it for ice or a red bottom shoe. Stay true to the art, now my time's come. It's overdue.
Black power, black power, we're black, we're black. 929-477-1755 is the call-in number. 929-477-1755 is the call-in number. And you are listening to Warrior Wednesday, the King Samir Survivor Podcast. And we're back at you, building on the black woman, the divine manifestation of Allah, man himself. So, we're going to go to the phone lines. I don't want to, you know, belabor you too long tonight. You know what I'm saying? I know it's getting warmer and a lot of y'all got things you're trying to do and folks you're trying to see. I feel you. So do we have any callers that pressed the number one?
Area code 323-338-323-338. You on live, Black Survivor Die Series.
All right, BP, Black Liberation. This is Khalid Shakur from California, the West Coast.
West Side, Black Power, Black Power. Good,
that's
all
right. Good, man. Yeah, I ain't heard from you. I ain't seen you in a few years since the last time you was out here in L.A., man. You know what I'm saying? And definitely at that time, you know what I mean, there was nobody was tripping off titles, you know what I mean? We was just all black, and we was in solidarity with black, and we was had a common thought and an idea that we was working towards. So, you know,
indeed,
at that time,
indeed.
Yeah, we would be fools to sit up here and let any type of petty differences of the enemy divide, you know, conquer and destroy what we was trying to build. So I can remember, if you can remember clearly, last time you and I spoke one-on-one, we was in Watts, you know what I'm saying? And you had called me over to talk with me, and you was asking me questions. I asked you some questions, and we talked about a few things. But looking back now at everything that transpired since that time, I find it very interesting, man. So long story short, before I go too far, I don't want to just assume that you got time like that, but you know what I'm saying, I think we got each other. I talked to, sent the message to you online, man. Or do you want to come back out here and fuck with us, you know what I mean, to help give us that training, because you still got a lot of knowledge.
Hey,
you know what I mean,
know, as always, it's what I do best. Of course. Yeah, you know I mean, I would be a fool not to. You dig? Definitely, I'm gonna definitely get back at you on that. You know,
I talked with yesterday. I talked with the national field marshal, the Black Riders, brother V Dog. You know what I mean, from Watts. So we was trying to come up with some. I think he one person had to make a contribution towards making it happen. So next time you hear from me, it'll be for that reason, man. To share the numbers and the dates and the time, and we can, you know, follow through and make that happen.
I'm going to get back at you on that.
All right, Black Power.
All right. Appreciate you calling, Conrad. All right, all right. Anybody else stepped up?
That's it, Lord. That's it, Lord.
All right. Okay, so, boom, there we have it. 929-477-1755. Is the call-in number, You are listening live to Warrior Wednesdays on Due to Knowledge Radio, the King Samir Black Survival Dive Series and Class. So we're going to wrap this up, and we're going to ride out with some great words of some black women. We just going to keep it flowing. You know what I'm saying? From the introduction all the way through, it's all about the black woman. So thank you for listening. I love you more than you hate your black self. Tune in again next Wednesday night. And got in a couple more weeks, I got that big surprise coming in. So y'all definitely make sure you got a fresh pad and a fresh pen, maybe three pens, because the ballistics is definitely going to be dropped. But keep in tune. So tune in every week right here, Due to Knowledge Radio, the King Samir Black Survivor Dive Class. Power up.
Of the trillions of species in the universe, there's none more baffling to modern science than the one called Black God. Otherwise known as Cometicus Nyctarum, this beautiful creature's strength, power, and omniscience has been copied and poorly duplicated by many in the mortal world. It's very rare that we catch a glimpse of this enigma on this terrain. Let's follow this one with our cameras and see what happens.
They said I was a walking contradiction. Black in intelligence, a cerebellum heavy like a Gatlin. Fiction, I got a whole crew that'll murder you. Mathematically subtract your existence. High priest in white robes, moonlight and street clothes. Dropping more signs like the last benediction. Just on them devils with seven conducting metals. We on the 11th level, try to catch us. Wishing. The fifth dimension high power thesis. Black God had me on your peace like I'm Jesus. Resurrect the game in 48 bar releases. Don't watch me take the throne beside Messiah and the kingdom. Cause I greet with peace don't mean the battle gon' be easy. I got goons divining runes and runes under the geezer. Carving out the glyphs of my legend on my sealer. Sabra take the mic and turn the echo in the ether. Stand ready for the era of the black god. We kill him softly on the mic or win the track hard. Hit the stage and create sages out of trap stars. I'm free agent, drop the label, watch me blast off. I'm free agent, drop the label, watch me blast off. Just call me the one, but I'm not the one to mess with. Genetic engineer, took one egg to make your flesh with. Held the master beast and sent my name with double X's. Formed your whole world and on the seventh day I rested. Domestic goddess, honey, I can bring the house down. I'm not turning you, kill the master and bring the south down. Blaze the underground until I catch up with the north star. Then I'm freestyling, center stage, I turn the lights down. Will not be your perception of a female with a mic, cause I do not choose to simulate erections when I write. I am Nina with a loaded Smith and Wesson when I write. Say in Mississippi, goddamn, I'm exceptional on a mic. Open wormholes with wordplay, blow trines with sound mastery. I'm shaman, watch me Sundance, all chicks play with Cassidy. No chemical enhancement, I just rock this shit naturally. It's all black, everything as nice and Queen Cassidy. Stand ready for the era of the black god. We kill him softly on the mic or win the track hard. Hit the stage and create sages out of trap stars. I'm free agent, drop the label, watch me blast off. I'm free agent, drop the label, watch me blast off. My star seeds bring raw heat to your doorstep. Them circles bring your verses, have you dizzy with their four steps. You force it, my crew flow like first blood, moon water. My voice got you trapped inside my force field. New orbit, a meteoric rising. But you don't see my light in the media, cause the TV be lying, my CD too morbid. It kill crapnel and rap with hard beats in the mall. I'm superhero, rock an S with MBs and records. Taking off in 4-3-2-1. So tidy up the scoreboard so they can see who won. Started last, now I save lines with bass and two speakers. But I'm crab rappers, laggy, moon dust off my sneakers. Need I repeat this? My speech left y'all speechless. And I research my words like white coats and glass speakers. My mind primed to detonate your rhymes like Minesweeper. When it blow, watch the sky, that's where my best lines are featured. Stand ready for the era of the black
black god. We kill him softly on the mic or when the track hard. Hit the stage and create sages out of trap stars. I'm free agent, drop the label, watch me blast off. I'm free agent, drop the label, watch me blast off.
It brings us from chaos into order. It brings order to chaos. That's what culture does. Culture is powerful. European understands that. It binds us to each other. It gives us identity. It gives us a reason for surviving. And then it tells us who we should live for and who we should die for if we have to. Culture is an energy source for thriving. And it gives us a sense of security. It also puts us into a system of accountability. We are accountable to our ancestors. Now, when you're looking at all of that, and it's a template for living, then think about it. And it is a petri dish. So that African culture becomes a petri dish, it produces Africans. It cultivates Africans. And no other culture can make that statement. No other culture can produce and cultivate Africa. Only African culture can do that. If we look at culture like this and see it as a means by which a people protect themselves, then we could understand culture as the immune system of a people. Think of the people as an organism. And culture is that immune system, right? Okay. Now, what does the immune system do? The immune system, you have the T cells, you've got the lymphocytes, which become the warriors, right? Their job is to recognize the antigen. Well, an antigen is a foreign body which threatens the health of the whole. And that's where you get that thing destroyed. All right?
That's right.
Because their job is to neutralize or eliminate in any way that disease, that poison, those antigens, those things that work against the health of the whole. Okay? Now, we look at culture as that. Genetic memory, if you read the medical journals, is connected to the immune system. They all talk about that. And I'm fascinated with genetic memory. So that there are these memory cells which carry the knowledge and information about how to defeat the disease. And I'm saying culture is all of that. Right? Okay, so what happened? You got the Ma'afa. Everybody know what the Ma'afa is?
Yeah.
Ma'afa is that great disaster. That's the kidnapping of us and all of that. The disconnecting us from that cultural wound.
Mama.
Yeah. Okay? The Ma'afa carries the virus.
Mama.
The virus is the Yoruba virus. See, all of this is very culture specific. This is all about us. I ain't talking about anybody else right now. I'm talking about us.
God.
When we use the term Ma'afa, we're talking about an African experience that was done to us. We're not comparing it with anybody else's. If we did compare it with anybody else's, we would understand that it is the worst against humanity ever committed by one race of people. Virus. Now, while the Ma'afa is carrying the virus, the process of the Ma'afa is Europeans committing cultural genocide against African people. What is genocide? The killing of the genes. So they have always worked to erase our cultural memory. Why? You see, you erase the cultural memory. What is that going to do? It's going to destroy and break down the immune system. Is it not? Okay. So we become vulnerable. And what is the nature of a virus? Virus have no life of its own. Right? Did you know that? A virus needs a host.
That's right.
And cannot be without being attached to that host. And in the Ma'afa, we become hosts for the Yoruba. And that's what that's about. Now, that's the case. It doesn't matter whether the European is here or not. It doesn't matter whether they sit in this audience or not. Because we will behave like them. If we carry the virus, it affects our behavior. And so what they have done is to create a situation in which we begin to destroy ourselves. That results in a condition of cultural AIDS. Cultural AIDS.
Blog Talk Radio.
Every woman wants a good man. And what's more appealing than a brother who thinks in freedom and dreams in kingdom? About that red, black, and green, I mean, red books about blacks living in greens, and he feels like he can alter things. A realistic optimistic with tangible goals, a hero, cause he rolls about the gardens of Argyle, got sick of the wells, decided to reign, collided with change, and he changed. From a D-boy to hella man, a Mandela man, and what